I think we need a lot more prayer and fellowship on this, but we don't have the time right now today. But I was impressed all the times it said we have to pray. We have to pray for the blending. Pray to be blended.
Amen.
Right. Right.
But I think today we have a schedule to cover these three areas of the focus of the work in Northern California, which some brothers have been laboring on. You're all invited to participate in these different areas, but we thought we'd give an update on what's been happening so far. So the first area was what we're calling GTCNC, or the burden there is to strengthen all the smaller, weaker localities. I think Brother Jeff and Brother Chaz are going to give us an update on that group.
Amen. All right. Jeff will start us off.
Jeff, are you on mute? Are you there?
Oh, sorry, I was muted.
Yeah. Okay.
Amen. Right. So here is the slides to give brothers an update on this working group, GTCNC. So our mission is to gospelize church lives and church lives in Northern California. So we showed forms of GTCNC. And the mission is to strengthen the smaller churches. So the effort is kind of like similar to the GTCA, and it's mainly by migration and branding, and maybe there are others. And this is open to a broader input and in the fellowship. So this is our main mission, is to strengthen the smaller churches.
Amen.
And so far, this planning group has been formed, and we have a weekly meeting Monday afternoon, 5 to 6 p.m. We have met three times since early this month. And we took a two-phase approach. We will first fellowship about the existing churches, because in Northern California, we do have quite a bit. And we feel that maybe that's more urgent. And then we will also cover and consider the next phase. That's about the new churches. And the short-term goal is to target one or two churches to begin with in this GTCNC effort. And currently we are working on phase one. We have identified 20 candidates and developed sort of a matrix. We have seven criteria with the weighted score to pick which cities will be for the GTCNC. And but having said that, on one hand, we do put all the information together. The most important thing is we want to follow the Lord's leading. And certainly this is, the few brothers came together, we have a weekly meeting, but then this is open to all the brothers for fellowship. So we very much needed your input. And just to have more details, these are the 20 candidate churches we have right now. This does not mean that it will be just stay forever. Maybe some churches it's very strong. Maybe some churches still need to be added to this list. But this is what we are working on right now. And then a spreadsheet was created. Brother Chess will go into a detail later. And the seven criteria are, the first one is the job in that particular city, and also whether you have a university or not, population, and the strategic value of that city, and also concerning the typical American, getting the typical American, and the spiritual assets, such as the church life, whether there's a meeting hall, whether there's a campus team, etc. And also the strengths of the leadership. Those are the seven criteria we have picked so far. But we're open to have more input for the fellowship. And I think that's this short slide, and maybe Chase can just show us this spreadsheet, and we'll go into more details.
Yeah. Let me pull up the spreadsheet. Well, let me preface what I have to say about the spreadsheet by making it clear that this is a blended effort. We're not doing something based on opinion. We're not doing something based on preference for sure, but we're just blending together. And in particular with the local brothers, the smaller churches have their strengths, no doubt about it. But in some cases, they may need and they may welcome the help of the other churches in a variety of different areas. So we talked about these seven criteria. And here we have Brother Kevin. I assume he fellowship with Chuck and Ken. But anyway, and I won't go into the details with regards to the various comments here. But what we're trying to do, as you can see, is to weight each church based on these criterion so that we get a sense of how to prioritize our labor. But ultimately, the local brothers, of course, will have the primary input regarding how a particular locality is weighted, not to be critical or judgmental of the locality, but simply get a sense of where do we start? Where do we begin? Who needs the help? Who wants the help? And what kind of help can we render, if any, in a given locality? So you can see in Slo's case, jobs are listed, very strong course with the campus. Population is a criterion, strategic value. Again, campuses are key for SLO. Spiritual assets, church life, meeting hall, campus team, etc. Strength of leadership. Sometimes the brothers in a locality say, we need help. We need more brothers to join the leadership. And then there's immediate needs for strengthening. And again, this is based on the brothers coming together, particularly the leading brothers providing input to get a sense of how we can facilitate the needs for any given locality among these small churches. Any questions at this point? Okay, well, brothers, that covers our presentation. For the sake of time, we'll just hand it over to the next group.
We may still have time later if brothers have questions.
Yeah.
But I think the next group is on the blending.
Yeah. Okay. So I'd like to share a couple of slides also. So we met the brothers represented from every region in Northern California, met together. So far, we met twice on Mondays. And the regions are East Bay, South Bay, North Bay, Central Valley North, Central Valley South, Central Coast. So we came together from every region. And the main thing is to come together to pray and to fellowship. So far through our fellowship, we have completed a survey of blending activities among the churches in Northern California. Brother Joseph will share about this survey later, and then Brother Chuck will give a conclusion at the end. So other than that survey, other than the fellowship together. One thing, when we came together, we really feel that blending, in terms of blending, I feel like we all feel like we have heard of it. We know it, but still it seems that we are short. We are inadequate in the practice, and also we are short on our vision. So Brother David Trey prepared a ministry excerpt of 12 pages to help us to have a clear vision together. And having a clear vision will bring our practice into one accord. So out of that 12 pages, I put down some of the principle here. The principles of blending, some of them we already read it in the excerpt earlier. First, the churches in the cluster should consider themselves not firstly as distinct localities, but as parts of the body of Christ, and should do things in a blending way. So the churches in the cluster, in this case, I think we can consider the churches in the region. If you are in the region, we should consider ourselves not as distinct locality, but as parts of the body of Christ first. So that's quite crucial. I feel like we really need our concept to be changed. And of course, the principle, the second principle is that in business affairs, each local church should maintain its local administration, but in spiritual matters, they should be blended together. So we are not taking over the local administration in our blending, right? We are blending in the spiritual matters. Blending will keep us positively occupied and will terminate our differing opinions. So blending will bring us together, will cause us to enjoy more Christ together, and will also remove all the differing opinions. Now, how do we practice? And Brother Lee said to practice meeting as local churches is relatively easy, but to express the body in practice is incomparably difficult. So to practice as local churches, actually, we already find practicing as local churches is not easy, but Brother Lee said it's relatively easy. So it is even much more difficult to express the body in practice. Well, first of all, the co-workers in neighboring churches should have much blending and much mingling. And praise the Lord, this afternoon we are gathering together to have much mingling and blending. Then the blending of the leading brothers in the localities will render great benefit to the churches. The practice of clustering the churches should depend not on an outward routine, but on the blending of the leading ones and the spontaneous leading of the Spirit. So to cluster the churches together, to blend the churches together, we should not just depend on an outward routine, just doing things, but we need to blend the leading ones and the spontaneous leading of the Spirit. And lastly, the raising up of the vital groups and the blending of the churches are the Lord's way to carry out his move today. Man. So the blending is to gain the body of Christ. In order to gain the body, we need every member to function. The vital group is to bring all the members into function. But we also need the blending of the church to remove all the different or distinct opinions or the differences between the churches so that we can gain the body for the Lord today. So this is the end of my presentation. I think Joseph will continue.
Praise the Lord. Okay, I will share the screen about our survey. Okay, amen. This is our survey of our Northern California churches. We divide this survey into two parts. The first part is no-cal blending. I think this part we all know, Labor Day conference, brothers meeting once a month, that's today, and also Monday night fellowship with the brother Minoru once a month. That's very clear. Following section is regional blending. We have six regions, just now brother Brian mentioned. Okay, in these six regions blending, regional blending, I want to draw your attention that each regional blending, we all have responsible brothers meeting, blending. That's very important. Just now we read that message. Bradley said the leading brothers should break out the walls and release the saints to contact nearby churches. So we should take the lead to blend together, right? So this is the key of our blending. When we blend together, the saints will follow us. So each region, in principle, we all have a responsible brothers meeting. And also some regions also have workers and half-time brothers, like East Bay, South Bay. We have every other week, Tuesday, like East Bay is Tuesday. South Bay is also Tuesday. Amen. It's quite helpful to have this kind of fellowship. Amen. We not only have meeting, we pray together. We even fellowship our current need, our lack. For example, in South Bay last week, we had a chance to fellowship about the gospel. We feel that we are lacking in gaining young professionals. So after the meeting, brothers from three churches meet together again to fellowship how to labor to gain young professionals. Okay. And also, we not only responsible brothers meet together, we also have a choose pursuing. Like East Bay, they have PSRP. Like choose pursue in Chinese, choose pursue in English. Every week, that's on Saturday morning. Praise the Lord. And also gospel preaching. And South Bay, we also have English speaking gospel, that's once a quarter. And Chinese speaking gospel, that's once a month. Through this practice, brothers can blend together in a very practical way. And also bring more saints to function. We create a platform for them to function. Amen. And also I found out North Bay, they have young people blending monthly. That's quite good. And also Central Valley South also have a young people meeting. Amen, weekly. And Central Coast also have a young people journey through the Bible weekly. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this is what we practiced according to our survey. That's just now we read that message. Bradley said if we are only a local church in practice, we become a local sect. Oh, Lord, this is quite a strong words. May the Lord really bring us to have a more blending, blend the churches together to be his body. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Chuck, amen.
Amen, brothers. I will just kind of conclude with this here. We read this portion here from Brother Lee from 1991 to 1992, that portion there, collected works. And there's some blessings from blending. I just felt to just bring that, enhance that to us a little bit. I found some of them, probably not all of them. But from the lines, I just felt to read some to you. Blending will keep us positively occupied and will terminate our differing opinions. Wow, differing opinions. that usually is a problem for brothers, right? Because when we coordinate, but when we blend and we're blending in the spirit, wow, it terminates our differing opinions. What a blessing, right? He says we must learn to be blended together with the neighboring churches. And when we are blended together as one church, we will have the impact.
Amen.
We will have the impact, right? There's this, especially we in SLO, we know that when we're smaller like this, we do feel sometimes the lack of impact because of our just lacking in that number, right? Three, we can discover many things by blending. How about that? Discover. We may think we know a lot of things, but guess what? If we blend more, we will discover more. So that's another blending that Brother Lee brought forth. And then how about this one? Many serving ones could be much more useful if they were freed from seclusion. That implies the blending, right? Much more useful, right? Another one, when the many saints come together from various places, there will be much mutual supplying, ministering, and encouraging. What a blessing that is, really. And then another one, to preach the gospel in a blended way, we will have great impact on our gospel contacts. Sometimes we just can't understand why we're not getting through. That's because we need more of the body, right? We need more of the mutuality, right? We need a net, not a line, as has been spoken elsewhere, and gaining new ones, right? Another one, blending with another locality will bring in newness, right? Brother Minoru's fellowshipping with us, right? We need to have a new beginning, a new church life. Well, newness, that's one of the blessings in the blending, according to our brother's fellowship right here. And then here's the overall one. You know, we're all businessmen, right? We're all spiritual businessmen. The Lord said, do business till I come. Okay, in business, you always compare the upside and downside, right? Whether to make a decision. Well, listen to this. This is what Brother Lee says. If the churches in a cluster are fully blended together, they will lose nothing, but will gain everything. There will be no disadvantages, but only benefits. Wow.
Amen.
Right. That is almost a frameable quote when it comes to our blending. I just wanted to end with just a little personal testimony here with us in SLO. And we're certainly pretty far behind on what is potentially here. But out of necessity, we had three young people. They became young people because they grew up to become young people. They were little kids at one time. And we realized if we're going to take care of these three, we need help and we need more. And they need more. And so we knew that Morgan Hill has an abundance of YP. We were already journeying through the Bible, right? We started that. It was very good. We rotated our teachers. That was a blending, but we realized we needed more. And so in fellowship with them, they're not necessarily doing that at this point in time. And so they're joining us on Monday. And so they're some of their young people are joining ours. And what a strengthening that is. And one from Monterey. So we have a little more greater number. And it is so encouraging. Now listen to this. On the Lord's Day, we're also a little bit weak because it takes some saints out to be with them. And again, there's just the three of them. Well, we've been invited in return since we serve on Monday. They take care of our three sisters on Lord's Day to join their YP on the Lord's Day morning.
Amen.
So there's such a mutual discovery, blending, blessing, and our young people are happy, theirs are happy, and we've entered into a new realm in just this one little area. So I just wanted to testify that we have discovered, it says you will discover many things by blending. Well, that was a discovery for us. So I will conclude at this point, and we can move on to maybe the next group, right, was propagation?
Yes, propagation. Amen.
Since this matter of the propagation is a great matter, and recently Minor brought us back to John 15. But if you go back to John 15, recently I just realized when the Lord comes to this matter of the fruits, the Lord said, more fruit, much fruit, much fruit. It's not a few fruits, but much fruit.
Amen.
So when we come to this matter of propagation, we need to claim much fruit, right? The Lord has promised that we can bear much fruit. And of course, for us to bear much fruit, this is a matter of the abiding, right? It has everything to do with the life union. And also this matter of the word, we need to allow the word to abide in us. We also need to abide in the word. So it has everything to do with the truth. And I would like to establish this point that when we come to this matter of the propagation, it's not just the gospel. We need to first propagate the word of God among our saints. And when our saints enjoy the truth, they're being filled with the word, they're being energized and being filled with the spirit, well, then there will be fruits coming out of this kind of enjoyment. Then we can propagate, right? Then the gospel can go out. I'd like to share a few paragraphs that I came across recently. This is concerning, of course, Burley shared this in 1984 when he shared with a group of co-workers concerning the publication work. But on one hand, Burley shared a lot of concerning publishing work. On the other hand, he was full of burden concerning the Lord's recovery, how to advance the Lord's recovery. And his whole point was that the Lord's recovery being a recovery of the truth. When we talk about the gospel, this gospel is part of the propagation and the recovery of the truth. We cannot preach the gospel without the truth. And we're not just here to gain people, and we're not here to preach the gospel of the Christianity, right? Because the Lord has given us a different commission, the Lord's recovery being a recovery of the truth. So he said, through his word, God's work has been able to advance on the earth throughout the ages. In church history, we can see the progress of God's word. Whenever God's work cannot spread, God's work cannot advance. So God's work and God's word, they're related. If we're not able to spread God's word, God's work cannot advance. This has especially true among us, right? From the time that Brother Nee began to minister until now, the Lord's recovery has been a recovery of the truth, a recovery of God's word. Because of that, the greatest situation of today's Christianity, we can definitely say that God has commissioned us with his word and his truth in these last days. So the Lord has given us a special commission. This is concerning the recovery of the truth. Then the first, our responsibility is to propagate the word of God among the saints. A lot of times when we think about the gospel, we forget about the saints, right? We need to minister the word to the saints, and we need to bring the ministry to them. And I've been fellowshipping with the brothers recently that I just feel that for the last 10, 15 years, we have not paid that much attention to this matter of the reading, right? The books. The old days, we treasure these new publications coming out. We read, you know, at least we buy the books. We help the saints, right, to build up a library. We help the saints to get into the ministry. But nowadays, maybe we're too rich. There are too many books that we have not done enough to help our saints and even pay attention to focus on this matter. And we just about to finish the life study of Ephesians. We're about to march on the book of Colossians. And I don't know how many saints among the NorCal churches that have been getting into these messages week after week. I don't know what the percentage is, but it seems like a lot of saints are not getting into it, or at least that they have not dived into these messages, being immersed and soaked with these messages enough. So here, Burley say, if we have a clear view and know the Bible, the condition of today's Christianity, the truth, the mercy given to us by God, we will spend our whole life being immersed and soaked in the truth. Then we will surely have the burden to propagate this truth as much as possible among the brothers and sisters in the churches. We will endeavor to create among the brothers and sisters an atmosphere of desiring the truth and the life studies. So this is the first thing we need to labor on, right? To propagate the word of the truth among the saints. So there will be an atmosphere of desiring the truth and getting into the life studies and ministry, getting into the word. Then he went on to say, we need to do everything in coordination for the release of the truth as a content of the Lord's recovery. He mentioned about these four things. We need to labor to build the small groups. We need to produce four full-timers in proportion to the number of saints. And we need to keep up in the giving of the material gifts so we can support the work. But he said, in the Lord's recovery, the testimony of the church will not be strong if there is no solid content. Even if the small groups are increasing in numbers, full-timers are being produced, and material gifts are being offered, we must be clear concerning our testimony and the content of the Lord's recovery. There is only one answer to these two matters, the truth. We must be rich in the truth and full of the divine revelation. He said, of course, without the building up of the small groups, the producing of the full-timers, and the giving of the material gifts, the Lord's testimony will have no way to advance, regardless how rich we are in the truth. Hence, these four matters, the small groups, the full-timers, the material offerings, and the truth should be mingled as one. This is our burden and our clear vision. If we are not serious about these four matters, we will delay the Lord, and we may be forced to, he may be forced to raise up another group of people. So we have to pay attention to this matter of the truth, that we're not just talking about the gospel, right? Not just talking about contacting people, but we need to bring the truth to the saints and to the ones around us. And this is, we memorize this. We help the young people to memorize these two verses every summer. Where our Savior God desires all men to be safe and come to the full knowledge of the truth. And this should be the banner of our church life. Right? We need to be one with the desire of our Savior God. He desires all men to be safe and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. Whenever we cooperate with the Lord in this way, right, we feel that he is so happy, he is so joyful, because his desire is being fulfilled. And of course, we understand every region, every locality has different kind of situation. But here we can categorize maybe into four different kind of categories. We have, there's a heavy burden on this matter of the local people. And it's not just the Caucasians, right? But I feel that whatever ethnicity, there's non-Chinese, we need to find ways to bring them into the church life. There are a lot of Hispanics. We have a large population of Indians in the Bay Area, right? Then there's the Russian speaking, that there are many of these local people, right? We, at least our church life, need to reflect the ratio of our society, that we need to bring all tribes and nations and tongues. But this would take some focus. Now we need to figure out ways how to bring them in. And we also brought up the matter of warm doors. A lot of saints have warm doors. We have a lot of dormant saints that we can go visit. But these are the ones we all can do. We all have some warm doors. The saints have warm doors. The new ones have warm doors. We have a lot of dormant saints, and we can labor on these ones to bring them into the church life. And there's this matter of the publication. We need to reestablish the book service on this matter of the propagation of the truth. Right? We right now, a lot of our book service is mainly just to sell morning revival, right? Collect that $5-6 every few weeks. But we need to promote the ministry, right? We need to help the saints to gain to the ministry. We need to help the saints to gain to the life studies. We need to reestablish a kind of book service of promoting the ministry to bring these books into the saints' homes and help the saints to eat and digest the word of God. And of course, with all these, we need a God-ordained way church life. We need a new wineskin. If we have these all kinds of different kind of people come in, right? All tribes and nations and tongues, they have to come into a church life that's new, that's fresh, right? There is no ordinances. It cannot be reflecting a single culture. So not only that we need to work on the gospel, on the propagation, at the same time, we need to work on the container. We need to have a vital church life to contain these new ones, to be able to bring them in. So these are some of the considerations that we have so far.
I'd just like to say, I'm off screen here. I'm not feeling too well. I'd like to say how much I believe the Lord is blessing this blending of the churches and all the brothers together. And more particularly than in this area of the propagation through the publications of the ministry, propagation through the fruit bearing of abiding in the vine, right? All these matters are so significant, brothers. May we really need the Lord's mercy and grace that we would fulfill this area of the propagation of the truth of the Lord's recovery to our young people, to the saints in the church life, and that the book service in every local church would be vital, would be energetic, would be burdened to impart to the saints and refresh in the saints their love and appreciation for the ministry we have. One burden I particularly have is that the truths of the Lord's recovery, which we have as in the life studies in all the publications, would be also the gospel that we preach. You know, there are a number of titles in the ministry publications that deal with the central thought of the Bible. How many people know what the central thought of the Bible is? And yet this is our gospel. And this is our truth that we hold so dearly. And we have such a bright, bright future, brothers, in the increase, spread, and building up of all the local churches. And in his ministry on this, Brother Lee, I was told yearly, began these workshops or these conferences focusing on the publication and the propagation of the ministry in Taiwan. And today, they still remain on annually, or maybe even more than that. The churches from all over the island come to the blending center in the center of Taiwan to dive into the publications and into the not only distribution, but the consumption, enjoyment, and spreading of the Lord's testimony through the ministry publication. So may the Lord bless all the labor of the brothers in this particular area. And thank the Lord so much. We're going on in a blended way. I believe we'll see the Lord's advancement blessing as we go forward in this way of blending. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother David C., you want to share a little bit on warm doors?
I don't really have much to add at this time. I think we still need a lot of fellowship to come up something definite. But I think a warm door is something we have neglected so much. We have focused on campus. We have, you know, other way of reaching people. But really, the best way to reach people is through warm door. And that's Brother Lee had talked about. And, you know, and we need to really seek out that. For example, when we have new one and dormant saints, if we care for them on a one-on-one basis, eventually even get them to be stirred up, to have a burden for their friend, their relative, then that's become a link to many warm doors. You know, we have some experience on that, but I think that is just an area with a lot of potential that we have been very much neglect, and we need to work on that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. David and Don, should we go on to other points, or what's our timing right now? You're on mute, Don.
I think the timing is good. Maybe we can go into the other one, another one of presentation, right? About the prayer burden.
Yes, right.
I am very excited to hear the report.
Yes. Amen.
Prayer burden is a prayer list, right? Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brothers. Yeah, so we'll present our feeling about coming up, having a NorCal prayer list for the saints, even for saints, not just in NorCal. There are many saints who are related to NorCal, and they can, if we can present a prayer list with the updated content frequently, we will receive the benefit in many ways. So I'll present a general burden, and Brother Henry Chen in Palo Alto will present more specifics. Yeah, amen. So Brother, we all know that prayer works, right? The Lord works through our prayer. And we are really thankful that the Lord is moving in Northern California. Right? For his move, he needs our prayer, the prayer of many saints to pave the way, to lay the track for him. And there are also so many important burdens. I think we just heard this presentation before. All these areas are so important. And all these need to be borne by the prayer of the churches and the saints, right? And I really had the feeling that, especially for this matter of the oneness and one accord, through blending, we need much prayer. Even in our reading, I don't know, I count at least three or four times Brother Lee mentioned prayer, right? They need to come together, pray together regularly. The cluster churches should come together for prayer. Prayer is the way to join ourselves into the triune God, to be delivered from our self-interest, even local interest. We need prayer, and even prayer that even in the context of Northern California, we need much prayer. And that we feel that this prayer list will help the saints join to this common burden of the Lord's move. And also through this prayer, we also will be joining to one another's burden. Even specific church will receive the supply. And so when we talk about blending, it's not just the outward arrangement. Inwardly, because of prayer, we have this genuine feeling and burden and really join in spirit together. The churches are being fitted together and growing into a holy temple in the Lord. Amen. But speaking of prayer, I think we all have experiences that actually it's important for there to be a list, to have something specific, to have the proper fellowship. Otherwise, we may have a feeling to pray, but we don't know what to pray, how to pray. Right? So that's why this list is important. that can render much help. And we have a very good example and experience a few years ago with the 100 days of prayer. I think we all can testify how much benefit we all receive, even each sense received by joining into this prayer. And we can see the Lord's hand behind the prayer working many things out. And we really feel that the reason why this that practice was so helpful is that the saints receive help to pray for specific burden. Even each day, there are some particular burden work on, but they will also help with a specific utterance. Sometimes we have the feeling to pray for something, but just somehow the prayer does not go through. But during those days, I just remember the utterance, the verses supplied it were so helpful. And that really helped to release the prayer. Yeah. So these are our consideration that we want to present, not just a few items, the important burden, but also supply the rapport, the fellowship, the need, and even give the utterance, maybe verses, utterance from the ministry, maybe some seeking a few brothers working together before the Lord, that will help the saints to join in this burden for prayer. Right? So we have also, you know, there are existing prayer lists that we all have received at GTCA, NE. Right? So in principle, this is a particular one that we come up for the NOCAL. And this will allow the saints, I mentioned earlier before, only all the saints can be joining to the common prayer or even to pray for one another in NOCAL. We will even receive help by the saints beyond NOCAL if they saw, and especially those related to NOCAL, they if they are able to see this list, they can join in to pray. And I believe this will really bring in the Lord's blessing and the Lord's supply. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I'll continue on what this prayer list might look like. So I really enjoy even the previous reading, right? There was a sentence that says, praying together help us to be blended, but this depends on the extent and thoroughness of our prayer. So I don't know about your localities, but sometimes in our locality and also in our fellowship with this prayer list, you know, people the brothers brought up, sometimes we pray for our own locality, which is good. And then we pray for somewhere really far away, like LME or like GTC on the East Coast, right? But what about the locality that are right next to us, right? If you were to ask me, well, what's the burden for Sunnyvale, for example? I don't know if I can name it right off the top of my heart. What are the burden the Sunnyvale saints have and how can we pray for them, right? And I feel like this having this prayer list will really help us enter into each other's burden. And that way, when we blend together, there will be some things that are on our heart for one another, and the fellowship will be just that much sweeter, right? We had recently an example of the children's meeting blending between Sunnyvale and Palo Alto, and we had no idea there were just some needs that they had and that there's some things we were doing they could easily benefit from. And then I know for a fact that our children's serving group got together to pray for the Sunnyvale children's serving group. And even, you know, not just praying as a church as a whole, not even individual prayers, but the service group can pray for one another amongst the different localities. So that way this burden is all on our hearts. So then when we are serving in our children's meeting, the material, the preparation we do, we can now consider, oh, there's some locality that might need this because we pray for them. How do we do it in such a way that it could be also beneficial for the body? So I think that enlarges our view, enlarges our heart for one another. So I think the prayer list will be helpful for that, right? So what we're thinking is that there would be kind of like the LME or the GTCA prayer list. There would be a list in which it's compiled by the burden from the various localities. How we are going to collect those burden is still being fellowshiped as we speak. But we're thinking there could be many ways. You know, the brothers can definitely submit them. Maybe we'll even set up an email where you can just submit through the email, and then there's a group of us brothers who will put it together on a list, and even that could be on a website, maybe the NorCal Church's website, where then you can go and retrieve those burdens, and then you can pray during your various prayer times, Tuesday night or in your small groups. And then we will also translate these, so they will be in various languages that will be available for the saints in the different localities. So this is what is going to come about. We don't have a version of that today, and that's still being fellowships. So if you saints already have some burden and you'd like to be put on this list, let us know. We can start adding them onto that list. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good. So we do appreciate the possibility of so many activities going on in all of Northern California to help us to really be growing in our burden for what the Lord is doing throughout Northern California. And our hope is that many younger brothers would raise up with this vision and burden. We've been too long separated into localities, kind of taking care of our own affairs. Now we will have a broader view, we hope, for all of us to enter in. A couple of quick points here is, one is, if you don't mind, could you please turn on your video, unless you're not feeling well or you're holding a baby? It would be nice to actually see you. There's typically not much reason not to do it unless you're not well or some other definite practical reason. And that increases our feeling of fellowship among us. Also now we are going to a last part of our portion here, unless brothers have something else. We would like to bring out some short topics. One is concerning brothers that we would like to have to know that all the leading ones are welcome to this once a month late Friday afternoon meeting. Brother David Chui would like to speak on that.
Oh, brothers, just quickly, after some fellowship and some considerations, not only we want to invite some of you brothers to join this time, but we also feel the need, since we're coming together only once a month, since this is regarding NorCal, we'd like to invite actually all the elders of each locality to come. So in the future, just give you a heads up that this is our feeling to include more brothers. Because, for example, if some brothers are just represented, one locality is just represented by you, it is difficult for you to go back and carry out the burden. And it's also difficult for you to relate the burden in a way that is easily fellowship. Maybe they have questions, maybe they have doubts, but if they are in this fellowship, then at least some of those things could be eliminated, especially in the coming days, brothers. There are a lot of things going on. There are a lot of burden. There are a lot of activities. There are a lot of reports. And I know when it's a larger group, it's difficult to fellowship. But still, let us try to come with a spirit of blending. And this is really once a month. And then, of course, our time with Brother Minoru is also once a month. But more or less, that is with the nature of receiving some help from our brother. But this meeting, we hope that in the coming days, it will be more in the form of mutuality, more in the form of fellowship and mutual learning and mutual strengthening. Amen.
Amen. So I've put up some of the main topics that we would like to cover in the concluding time here. The first has to do with ITERO. As we all know, of course, that's coming up very soon. April 1st is the deadline, and the last couple of years, it's been a strict deadline. There is no late registration. We all have to learn how to live in the kingdom life. We had considered, some of us had considered that it would be good to blend all of Northern California into one ITERO. But unfortunately, we came up with that a little too late. We know that different regions and different clusters of churches have already put together a schedule and that fits their needs. So we put that as future blending, but we do want to consider that it's much better in a blended way. We've had some good, enjoyment of the Lord and building up together and blending together by doing it at least by clusters, say by subregions or some other manner. Also, Brother Jim Miller, I don't know if you want to share something on the matter emphasizing our full-time attendance at Itero. We should not take this matter lightly. We should take it as if we are going down to Anaheim and being in that. Take it fully, seriously.
Sure, I'd love to add just a word to that. Brothers, the Itero is an intense time of involvement and diving into the burden of the Lord through his ministry for the elders, right? It's called the International Training of Elders and Responsible Ones. And I just wanted to stress the fact that this is a training. This is not a conference. And this is not, shouldn't be taken as an optional or as a possible schedule for you to maintain throughout. It is intense. It's eight messages plus two or three study sessions in a period of just a few days. So it is an intense time. But as always, the more we devote ourselves to the Lord and to his word, like was it Peter said, but we will give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry or the service of the word. This is a great thing, brothers. It will far advance your service and the church life where you are and your appreciation and apprehension of what the Lord has given to us as his recovery today, his up-to-date recovery. And our responsibility is to give ourselves to him for that very matter. So I can't think of a more practical way, if you do are burdened and invited, that you would make sure that your schedule complies with the schedule of the training. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think we all can testify we've received enormous strengthening and help from any Itero that we've attended. And surely this is meant to be, especially for brothers who are bearing responsibility of in the churches, that this would be a strengthening factor for us and for the church life as a whole. So we take this not only for ourselves, but we take it for the sake of bearing responsibility for the church as a whole and even among the churches. Unless there's something further to mention, we would like to go on to the schedule of Thursday presentations by the churches. Brother David Chewy, would you like to add to that matter, either you or Terry, on that matter?
Well, I think we just want to say that on the brothers who meet weekly on Thursday, one thing we're doing every Thursday is asking different churches, we want to go through every church to come, you know, and present a situation, present the needs and situation, and if they've developed a plan that they're working on for their church, present that to the brothers and meet on Thursdays for support and fellowship and encouragement from all the brothers. So we'll be working out a schedule. Hopefully we'll let every locality know in, you know, like a month in advance or something like that, so you can prepare, you know, if some of your brothers need to take off some time from work that morning. We meet from 10 till 12. That presentation from the churches would usually be at 11 o'clock, basically from 11 to 11:30. What we've been doing is giving each church 15 minutes to present something and then 15 minutes for response from the brothers or questions and fellowship. So, you know, maybe you're not someone who's there every Thursday or you know, couldn't come regularly, but we would give you an advance notice and you could have some brothers. We especially been hoping younger brothers could prepare to share on behalf of their church. So that would help more of the young brothers to pick up the burden and really feel the ownership of it. So I think that's all we wanted to present here, is that you'll be notified in advance, you know, when we ask if you're available to come and present something. It's been very good so far, and we're learning from all the churches as they do present.
Yeah, we've so far
received the fellowship from San Francisco, Berkeley, and San Jose. And I would say it was very, very helpful, very, very enlightening. And one thing I want to assure you is that we are not asking you to come up with a report and we're going to judge you or grade you. No, the attitude is fellowship, brothers. Really, the Thursday morning brothers have more time. So this is not a governing body. This is the Senate hearing. this is just for mutual benefit and mutual help. Just like a week or two ago, we received the fellowship from the brothers in San Jose. And I was very happy to hear that the brothers in San Jose are experimenting to build up the twos and threes. I like to encourage them more, but unfortunately, I did not have the time to do that. But I feel that we should support that. We should encourage them. We are not here to praise one another, but neither are we here to criticize one another. I think it is all for the benefit of the body. Of course, you do, you know, if you have some situations, some needs, some prayer requests, by all means, bring them to the brothers. So again, this is still in the principle of blending, not in the principle of anything else.
Amen.
So you'll be called, you'll be contacted. So far, we start from the largest church, from San Francisco, Berkeley, San Jose, and then in the next month or two, it will be your turn. And then it will be from like 11 to 11:30. And if you can take off, especially this time period of time, I think it will be good for all the elders or responsible brothers to join us together. Amen. So maybe next we come to the NCCCC.
Right.
You have heard enough from me, so Brother TC will share, and also Brother David C will share.
Good. Brother, I'm pleased to give you a progress update on the blending center. After 2 years of purchase, we finally get the city approval for the building design. We also sign a contract with several subcontractors. We can start the construction work very soon now. We do expect to complete the work by the year end. I really praise the Lord. Number one, there is a group brother, not me, a group brothers. They are highly experienced in the construction and the business, contract and negotiation, those things. They are diligently and faithfully serve this job.
Amen.
And one brother, even for 2 years in the design phase, in the CUP, conditional use permit, in the application with the city, that a lot of the work for 2 years, and brother faithfully serving those. So I'm very happy. For me, I know nothing on construction. I can only change a light bulb at home. But I'm willing to participate, to labor with our brother, and to really to support those. And I think I can tell overall right now, I praise the Lord for another thing is the construction process. We will use a very creative way to carry those out. It will be very cost effective for us. but also is very safe. Even consider liability insurance, arbitration, those kind of things. Certain brothers really help a lot. So I think it's, we are in a very good position now to proceed, okay? And David C. will share with you on some need. But my personal testimony is this, brother. Number one, I really can testify before you and before the Lord. The serving brother is in genuine oneness and in genuine one accord. And I think that this atmosphere, I believe, will bring a lot of the commanding blessing from the Lord, really. And also, I think for those one, it's not just a building. One burden I would like to share with you is regarding the blending center, and we share about the blending this afternoon. We need to have a proper burden and a vision regarding this NCCCC blending center. In the middle of this whole process, purchasing two buildings of $12 million, knowing there will be a very, very heavy burden for construction, I sometimes hesitate, really, and wondering, should we go forward? And one evening before pandemic, I take up my car from the prayer meeting, and suddenly from nowhere, I think the Lord gave me a realization. 20 years ago, we purchased a meeting hall in Pleasanton. Same situation there. But Lord just give me after 20 years, the feeling is we did a right things. We did a right things for Lord's work in Pleasanton. That the building, just like NCCCC, we use portion of the building, we rent out another portion for rental income. Heavy financial burden at the beginning, but today I can testify we have no debt and all the income support the Lord's work in Northern California and other places. NCCCC Blending Center will be the same way. One building already fully rent out. Now we are starting to construction this way. So I think this one, after I get a realization, we are now doing this for ourselves, not doing this for now. We are doing this for the future, next generation, future work for the Lord's move in our region. So I really think, brothers, when David C. brother share about a financial need, we need to have a proper burden. This is for Lord's move in Northern California. So before we talk about the need, brother, pray for the project in multiple ways. Pray for the brother serving in one accord and oneness, really, serving those ways. Number two, pray for this process can be completed in a safely way, on budget and on schedule. We don't want to see any incidents during the construction. And I think through the prayer, have a proper burden and a vision, I think we really, really will receive the blessing from the Lord, which means all the need will be met. Okay, from the saints. So in other regard, I give the time to David C.
Amen. Thank you, DC. Brothers, I will continue the fellowship on the matter of financial giving by the churches. During the NCC meeting a month ago, we have come to agreement on the following 2 points. First, we need $2 million in offering from the church and the saints in the next 12 months to complete the remodeling construction. For our financial planning, we need each locality to consider how much they can target to give. We like to have a target from the church the church account and a target from the saints offering. If it's difficult for you to separate it into two target number, you can combine it and just give us one number. This is not a pledge or a commitment. Since we are the church, everything is voluntary. We cannot ask you, brother, to do anything, nor to ask each locality to give certain amount. We are not an organization, and everything has to be organic. With that said, I do plead with you, brothers, using Apostle Paul's word. In Colossians 4:11, Paul called a brother, my fellow workers for the kingdom of God. I believe that every brother here is a fellow worker for the kingdom of God. But for the financial giving, I want to point out another two terms Paul used in Philippians 4:3. There he said, yes, I ask you, genuine yoke fellow. And in Philemon, verse 2, our fellow soldiers. I understand that some of the brothers in the financial committee are under a lot of pressure. As we have just signed a contract and the construction work is starting, they need to get a few million dollars in the next 12 months. None of us has a few million dollars. We fully rely on you, brother, to do your part. Are you a fellow yoke fellow who truly bear the same yoke with the same weight of burden? Or you just going to make an announcement and you can sleep in peace? Some of the brothers are like soldiers fighting at the front line and finally getting through the enemy's blockage. Brothers, are you a fellow soldier who we can really trust to do everything to cover our back in the battlefield? Oh, brother, will you just say, let us pray and God will take care of it? Can we trust you for the financial support on this matter? Following my last fellowship on Mary Broke the Alabaster Flax, I have some additional word. As I said, Mary did all she could. At this point, I want to give a testimony of the locality I was in, the church in Fresno, on what it did for the purchase of the two buildings 3 years ago. As a church, we always follow Brother Nee's fellowship on financial giving, which is give all out and not to keep any money in the local bank account, unless we have an upcoming need. Therefore, we always give all the surplus to other localities or works. Our bank account balance is usually less than 1 month of offering. When the need of the purchase came up 3 years ago, we fellowshiped among the elders, and we felt that to bear the burden as a yoke fellow of NorCal churches, we like to give the amount about equal to 1 year of our offering. But we only have less than 1 month of offering in the bank. How are we going to come up with an amount equal to 1 year's church offering? However, the Lord opened the way and we were able to borrow a loan for that amount and we made that offering. Amen. So may the Lord lead you, brother, in seeking his will on this matter. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The conference center is for all of Northern California, all the churches and all the saints. So this is not just for Bay Area or anything else. It is for all of us. And Brother Minoru has assured us he has much to do, and we have also suggested plans that it will be used very, very frequently for the Lord's purpose in many ways. We have one further matter concerning the Living Stream Ministry radio broadcast.
So may I say something more, Don, first?
Sure, of course.
I would suggest to be more practical, if you can submit your target numbers to Brother Martin for the Central Valley, South and North, and Central Coast, to Brother Martin, and Jacob for the South Bay, and Don, if it's okay, for the East Bay, and Alex for the North Bay. In other words, we highly recommend that you brothers go back and fellowship with your fellow elders, come up with a number that you feel comfortable to give on behalf of the church, and then come up with another number that you feel comfortable to recommend to the saints to give. Or if you are not comfortable with doing this, then just give us a targeted number from the church and the saint in your locality. And please give us these figures, if possible, by the 15th of April, as we need that for our financing planning purpose. Amen.
So, David, you mean 2 weeks, huh? In 2 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, amen. This is not a pledge, as TC said, or as David C said, but it's just a target figure that you have in mind.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to echo just quickly David C's comment. Please, brother, pray first. Pray for the burden for Lord's work, and pray for the project in a safe process, incident-free, on time, on budget, and then fellowship with the need, okay? Don't just announce the need, okay? Pray, take a lead to pray for the whole things.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think Jim was going to share on this matter of the radio broadcast, but I think he had to drop off, so maybe I can share something. As you know, we've been supporting the radio broadcast. We just supported it for during 2020. By asking the churches to contribute. I just listened to something the other day where Chris Wilde was asked to share how he got into the matter of the radio broadcast. It was very touching. He said at that time, Brother Lee asked for a meeting with him and Matt Miller. They didn't know what it was going to be about. And when they went in his study, Brother Lee just pointed to all the books surrounding him, all around, like 3,000 books on the walls. He said, "None of these are Watchman Nee or Witness Lee." He said, "But these are the ones I fellowship with. These are the people I fellowship with." And he said, "And we are standing on their shoulders." And then he asked Chris, he said, "Brother Chris, are you sleeping okay these days?" And Chris didn't know why he was asking. He said, "Yeah, well, okay, I'm sleeping okay." And then Brother Lee said, I don't sleep well these days. He said, I've told the saints many times, you've heard my testimony, that I say I sleep like a baby. I sleep well, no matter what's going on, the turmoils, the storms, because I'm trusting in the Lord. He said, but I have to tell you now, I don't sleep that well. And he said, the reason was because, he says, do you think all these riches we have are just for us? And that's when he gave his burden. He said, Chris, I'm asking you, would you give the rest of your life to get this ministry outside of the Lord's recovery and through the radio? At that point, it was the radio. So anyway, that freshly touched me, that Brother's burden was, and it was with no expectation of anybody coming in the Lord's recovery. That was not the purpose. It was, he said, just to feed the Lord's starving children, right? So anyway, I think that's helped me to continue the burden for the radio broadcast, which is just putting the ministry out there. So currently, there's a need to support it for 2021. Last year, the cost was about $18,000 for our portion, for the NorCal portion for a year. This year, it's about the same, or it could be $19,000. Anyway, it's approximately the same. We have $6,000 surplus from what was offered last year, and we've had about 5,000 offered by churches so far this year, but that still leaves us about 7,000, 8,000 short. So we're just letting that be known to the churches. If you want to make an offering for that for 2021, you can send something to the church in San Francisco, and you can just designate it KFAX. That's the radio station, KFAX 2021. Then we'll know that's what it's for. And you can just mail that to the church in San Francisco. You can, our address is 1201 19th Avenue, San Francisco 94122. I think an email has been sent out. We can send something out again. Amen.
Amen. There's no further fellowship.
I'd just like to bring up something. I just want to say, brothers, I don't know about you, but this matter, the excerpt we read at the beginning on blending, really touched me afresh that we need a lot more time to fellowship on this. I'm sorry that this 2 hours goes very fast and we don't have really much time for fellowship and response from all the brothers. We need more time on that. And another thing is, you know, this has been recorded. There's only about 40 brothers on this call right now, but there's, you know, 72 in our list. So that means there's many brothers that couldn't make it today. From your locality, you can recommend that they listen to this. I think it'd be very, very helpful and encouraging to them. And the third thing is, you know, we have maybe, I'll just do the share screen here. Let me get it up here first. Okay, this is the spreadsheet you're probably all familiar with of indicating your attendance, but at the bottom here, there's another tab here where we put these three burdens. And this is not to, you know, pressure you to sign up for this, but I just wanted to make sure all the brothers understand, if you'd like to participate in any of these three areas that were fellowship today, the GTCNC, the blending, or the propagation, you know, whatever, with the, whatever amount of time you have, maybe you don't have as much time as other brothers, that's fine. But if you want to be part of the burden, you'd like to be in the fellowship, then you can just go to this tab. And, you know, just drop down, you know, so you just drop down and select one of them, you know, and then that way the brothers that are heading up these areas will know to contact you and let you know when they're meeting. And if you can be, if you're not able to make it, that's fine, but at least you could be kept in the loop. So that's just one other way we can all participate in these burdens.
Amen. So there's many more opportunities for us to be blended together and for us to cooperatively labor and in Northern California so that we will really have a way to go on together to build up something precious and prevailing for the Lord. If anybody else fellowship otherwise, can we conclude with some prayer?
Amen.